It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Thursday, March 28th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. A Charles City man has been accused of sexually abusing a child. The Charles City Police Department arrested 38-year-old Charles Fisher Tuesday afternoon on a Floyd County warrant charging him with second-degree sexual abuse, a Class B felony. According to court documents, a female victim under 10 years old told a forensic investigator and medical staff at the Allen Child Protection Center in Waterloo that she was sexually assaulted by Fisher. The acts are alleged to have occurred while the child was in his care at his residence between January 26th and January 28th. The criminal complaint against Fisher was filed on March 19th, and a warrant for his arrest was issued the same day. He's being held in the Floyd County Jail on $25,000 cash-only bond. With the prosecution needing to reschedule for its key witness, the trial for a Northeast Iowa man accused of child sex abuse has been delayed another month. 38-year-old Richard Bush II of Plainfield was arrested in April of last year on charges of continuous sex abuse of a child, second-degree sexual abuse, and lascivious acts with a child, all felonies. He also faces one count each of assault with intent to commit sexual abuse and dissemination exhibition of obscene material to a minor. According to court documents, the victim told authorities that in August of 2022, she was sexually assaulted multiple times by Bush when she was under 14 years old. Bush has pleaded not guilty, and his trial was scheduled for May 7th in Bremer County District Court. However, on Monday, the state's motion for a summer trial to accommodate its witness was approved, and Bush's trial has been rescheduled for June 18th. He remains in the Bremer County Jail on $50,000 cash-only bond. While he continues to seek a new trial, a sentencing date has been set for a Northeast Iowa man found guilty of kidnapping, sexual assault, and illegal possession of firearms. In May of last year, 44-year-old Bjorn Lester of Cresco was accused of sexually assaulting a female victim, restraining her with duct tape and zip ties, and threatening to kill her while putting a muzzleloader gun to her head. Last October, a Howard County jury convicted him of first-degree kidnapping and second-degree sexual abuse. Last month, a judge found Lester guilty on three counts of possession of a firearm as a felon and possession of an incendiary device, charges also stemming from last May's alleged incidents. Lester is scheduled for sentencing on all five counts on April 15th. Lester has filed for an arrest of the judgment against him as well for a new trial. In his efforts to get that request filled, he has filed some 20 affidavits, including five just this week, that he claims refutes the alleged victim's account of what did or didn't happen, plus evidence he says can prove his innocence. Lester also alleges that the victim and another subject set him up for false arrest last May so that they could steal from him. A Charles City man is facing a pair of assault charges after he was accused of chasing and ramming the victim's car with his truck. According to court records, Charles City Police arrested 42-year-old Cesar Gonzalez March 5th on a Floyd County warrant charging him with two counts of assault causing bodily injury or mental illness, both serious misdemeanors. Criminal complaints accuse Gonzalez of chasing the victim's Chevy Malibu with his Ford F-150 before he slammed into the rear of the car and smashed it into a tree on February 23rd. Authorities say Gonzalez then sped away and did not return to the scene of the crash, which was caught on security cameras. Both the driver of the car and a passenger were treated for minor injuries at Floyd County Medical Center. Last week, a judge issued orders for Gonzalez to have no contact with the victims. He is slated for a preliminary hearing April 5th in Floyd County District Court. Foster grandparents of Charles City is still seeking more grandparents to serve in Cerro Gordo, Chickasaw, Floyd, and Mitchell counties. Charles City City Administrator Steve Deere says they continue to rebound from grandparents leaving the program about 4 years ago.
We took a hit in 2020 for obvious reasons, and so it's been a slow build after that. I mean, prior to 2020, I think we had about 65 foster grandparents, and then we dipped down to about 30. And so now I think we're back up to 55 or so. We still need more.
While the program is based in Charles City, foster grandparents are also needed in preschools and school districts in New Hampton, Osage, and Mason City. Foster grandparents must be 55 or older and can devote at least 5 hours a week to helping children in the classrooms. In addition to grandparents, they're also looking to hire a part-time office position and a recruiter. To learn more, call 641-257-6327, a division of AmeriCorps Seniors. The program has been in North Iowa over 5 decades. A bridge replacement project starting next month will interrupt the traffic flow on U.S. Highway 18 between New Hampton and Charles City. The New Hampton Construction Office of the Iowa DOT says work is scheduled to begin Monday, April 8th, to replace a bridge over Winters Lake Overflow, about 3 miles east of Chickasaw County Road T-76. Thus, crews will need to close U.S. Highway 18 in that area north of Olwine to replace the bridge. During the closure, you will be detoured around the work zone using Chickasaw County Roads T-76, B-57, and V-14. The project is expected to wrap up in early October, weather permitting. Floyd County Medical Center is joining with the Iowa Donor Network to inspire Iowa to donate life. April is National Donate Life Month. To kick things off, the public is invited to join FCMC staff plus area EMS and first responders for the Donate Life flag-raising ceremony this Monday morning at 11 a.m. in Charles City. In case of rain, the ceremony will be held inside the hospital rotunda. The celebration and remembrance includes a brief ceremony featuring FCMC infusion nurse Marianne Nielsen, sonographer Becky Reimers, and special guest Kay Winkleman with Koloff Media of Charles City and New Hampton. FCMC says a Donate Life tree will be on display in public areas of the hospital and clinic throughout the month of April for people to add the names of those who have been a recipient of a life-saving donation or gave of themselves so that others may live. During Spirit Week, April 6th through the 12th, the city will be lighting the Charles City Water Tower green to remind the community to register as an organ donor. There are more than 103,000 Americans currently waiting for a life-saving organ transplant. 600 of them live right here in Iowa. You can register to save lives at iowadonornetwork.org. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.